What's going on, guys? My name is Corey Willis, and welcome to the show formerly known as The Southern Rain. That's right, folks. We have changed the show. Give it a little bit of a rebranding. We are now called The Rain of Five. Now, I know a lot of you guys are wondering, hey, Corey, why did you change the show? Well, I want to include as many teams as possible. So from now on, we have not only just three of the five conferences in college athletics, but we now have all five when it comes to football. Now, of course, we'll have more conferences, and I'll talk about more teams, of course, but now we are the Rain of Five. So, yeah, great to be back with you guys. I know it's been a while. Just a little bit of rebranding. Life catches on and everything. I hope you guys out there are doing well. I'm glad to be back. I have a very, very special guest on my show. He works for Horns 247 for the Texas Longhorns. He is Mike Roach. Brought him here on the show a little bit over a week ago. And want to talk a little bit about UT sports. Specifically football, mainly football. And so this week is for all of you Longhorn fans out there who kind of wanting to get some updates on how your Longhorns football team is coming along, or, you know, has come along since this past season has already ended in the books. And right now we're in basketball season, though. That's actually about the end with March Madness. That's crazy. Baseball season is really in sync right now. We have a lot of great college baseball going on right now. But yeah, I got a chance to talk to Mike Roach of Horns 247. And he had a lot of things to say about the Longhorns football team. So here it is. Here's my interview with Mike Roach.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the show. I have a very first guest here on the show. He writes for Horns 247 for the Texas Longhorns. He is my coach. Mike, what's going on?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you for having me on.
Oh, I appreciate it as well. So, yeah. So one of the things I wanted to talk about today was, Texas finished out this season, the 2018 season is over. Crowned national champion. One of the things I wanted to talk about was just UT season. Kind of a rocky road, but they finished off the season with a great win up against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. One of the things I wanted to ask you was, what was the biggest takeaway from last season? I know Sam Ehlinger. It's probably like the easy answer, but what do you think was your takeaway for this season?
I mean, well, you're right. Sam Ehlinger is the easy answer for a team and a program that's been looking for a quarterback for the better part of a decade. So his performance, his progression in that season was a huge takeaway. I think if you're looking for something outside of that, it's probably that Texas was able to instill kind of the culture that they were looking for when they hired Tom Herman. For as long as I've been alive, Texas has been known as a finesse team, a country club team. And I think if you watched Texas last year, you would say they were one of the tougher teams in college football, one of the more physical teams. They were able to stand toe-to-toe with an SEC team like Georgia. And the first time they played Oklahoma during the year, they physically just battled Oklahoma to the end and kind of bullied them around the field. So getting that type of toughness and culture into the program was probably the biggest takeaway. And I think a lot of that has to do with Sam Ehlinger. I think that teams typically take cues from their quarterbacks, and Sam is a kid who is as tough as they come. So I think it all goes hand in hand for sure.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. I think that Oklahoma game did feel like, a change in culture. Had, you know, came. And you could tell, like, the player felt it. The fans definitely felt it. And, yeah, it was just one of those times where you literally see that Texas was, you know, like, making a rise to the top again. I really think that was one of the games that really, you know, changed, you know, Texas as a whole. A good thing I wanted to ask you was, since we are talking about that game up against Oklahoma, where they went down to the wire, you know, they had their, you know, ups and downs with the defense. How do you think they managed to, you know, like, actually bring more toughness through the defensive side of things?
I think their struggles on defense were largely because they were breaking in some newer guys on the back end. And those guys are plenty tough. I mean, when you talk about, like, B.J. Foster, who was a tremendous freshman safety for them, one of already establishing himself as one of the biggest hitters in college football. Talk about Caden Stearns, who was a freshman All-American, one of the best playmakers in the secondary. I think that the key for them is to get more experience on that back end. Those guys will be a year older this year and be coming in as sophomores and kind of be looked at as leaders. The defense. And I think that really what their weakness was is they lost a little bit at linebacker when they lost Malik Jefferson to the NFL. And they kind of had to figure out how to fill without him. You know, they had a lot of senior leadership in that front seven, but they didn't necessarily have the right talent fits at linebacker outside of a guy like Gary Johnson, who had a really good year. So I think that's where most of the issues were coming from, that and just kind of breaking in those new kids in the secondary.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally understand that, you know, in a lot of programs and stuff, it just takes that time, the talent, and, you know, like, getting the guys to, like, understand your philosophy. And, that was just one of the things where, you know, Texas just had to learn. But, you know, there's no doubt in talent that they had, that Tom Hermans had during his time at T right now. And, showing it on the field right now. And they have plans, I think, to really, you know, show Big 12, show college football, they can also be physical as well. So you saw that in the Georgia game. Guys, we're talking to Mike Roach of Horns 247. Mike, one of the things I want to talk to you again today about was recruiting. So the 2019 class is all, you know, wrapped up in a bow. What do you think of 2019 class? Do you think Tom Herman got all of the positions filled out for next season?
I think he did about as good of a job as he could have done. There are still some holes, I think. But, you know, for the most part, for a class that looked down in talent-wise in the state of Texas, and Tom Herman having struggles of his own in the state of Texas recruiting head-to-head against Texas A&M and first-year head coach Jimbo Fisher, they lost a lot of those primary battles. Excuse me. And, you know, they were forced to kind of have to figure out some other options, and they did that by taking nearly half of an out-of-state class, which is almost unheard of for the University of Texas. I mean, they primarily like to stay in-state when they recruit. They had a lot of success out west, though, man. They really got some great prospects from California when you're talking about Brew McCoy, the Max Preps National Player of the Year, when you're talking about Jake Smith of Arizona, the Gatorade Player of the Year, Gabriel Floyd, an elite high school linebacker, Chris Adamora, a safety out of the Los Angeles area, Braden Leibrock, a tight end, one of the top tight ends in the country. So had a lot of success out west, went out east, did some things in Florida and Georgia. Really, I could say the only hole I could see in the class is at running back. And, you know, Texas signed a four-star running back in Darian Brown out of Georgia. Unfortunately, he's run into some pretty serious health issues off the field. And so his career may be in jeopardy. And, you know, outside of him, they chased a lot of the elite guys in the country, like Noah Kane and Trey Sanders. And, you know, they came up empty on those guys. So the only issue I could probably take with that class is running back, although – you know, Jordan Whittington, who's one of the best high school football players to come out of the state of Texas in a long, long time, a slot receiver, a quarterback, a safety, a running back. he's kind of converting to running back already in spring, and the early returns on him are pretty good, so they might find something there.
Right, right, yeah. You mentioned all those guys out west, and you know how it is out in California and a lot of different states out there. There's just so much talent, especially California. What do you think has a chance to make an impact off of that 2019 class?
There's a lot of guys. I mean, if you look at Brew McCoy, who's already turning heads on campus, you know, the only thing that's going to stand in his way is the NCAA ruling him ineligible this year because he transferred. That, you know, that appeal is in and has not been decided upon yet. But, man, if he gets to play, he's going to be an integral part of what they do. I think the guy for me is Jake Smith out of Arizona. Like I mentioned, Gatorade National Player of the Year, and he's just such a perfect fit for what Tom Herman does offensively. If you've looked at – and Tom Herman, of course, his offense is nearly identical to Urban Meyer's. If you look at those guys Ohio State's had that are part slot receivers, part running backs, do-it-all athletes who can get the ball in space and make plays, Jake Smith is the guy who fits that perfectly. And so I think he's going to be able to come in and plug right into that role.
Okay. Yeah. I see this is a lot of talent, like I said. It, you know, Tom Herman did get in this 2019 class. On to the 2020 class. Of course, we talked about running backs is one position of need that Tom Herman needs to excel on. Is there any running backs in the 2020 class that UT fans should be looking out for?
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is actually one of the better running back classes in state I can think of. And, in fact, the number one running back in the country resides in Houston, Texas, at North Shore High School. His name is Zachary Evans. He's being pursued by just about everybody. And the mantra this season seems to be for Texas, Zach Evans or bust. I can tell you this. I've been doing this job for 5 years covering recruiting. I've been watching high school my entire life. Zach Evans is the best running back I've seen since Adrian Peterson came out of Texas. He is a total do-it-all, total package type of guy. And that's who Texas is really all in after. You know, they do have some other targets they're looking at. There's they're looking back at California for a guy like Kendall Milton, who falls right behind Zach Evans in those national rankings, back to Arizona for Bijan Robinson, another five-star running back. So they do have some backup options they're looking at, but they're all in to win the hometown kid.
Yeah, yeah. So much talent from last year, but I know this year, this 2019 class is just filled with talent, and especially at the running back position. Mike, switching to the NFL draft. So draft is coming up next month. There's three guys in particular that finished up their years at UT. Starting off with Jordan Humphrey and Colin Johnson. Those guys averaged out about over 2,100 receiving yards last year combined. What do you think do they bring to the table for an NFL team looking for a big threat at wide receiver?
Well, you know, Colin Johnson is returning for his senior year at Texas, so teams are going to have to wait one more year for him. But he is just freakishly big at 6'6", and athletic, can high point the ball. He's got a catch radius that's out of this world. I mean, you just put it in a zip code, and he's coming down with it. Lil Jordan is truly one of the more unique prospects I've ever covered in my life. And I, you know, he came out of South Lake Carroll High School, which is a powerhouse high school in the Dallas, Texas area. I'm based in Dallas, so I've seen Lil Jordan play over probably 20 high school games. Every time I saw him, he was the best player on the field. And I remember the first time somebody told me about him, they said, "Hey, we've got a 6'5", 175-pound running back at South Lake." And I was just thinking, that's not going to work. I mean, that doesn't sound like any kind of running back I've ever heard of. And I went out to watch him, and he was easily the best player on the field every time he stepped out on the field. Now, when he got to college, he was always kind of this tweener guy. Is he a tight end? Is he not fast enough to be a receiver, not big enough to be a tight end? Obviously too big to be a running back. But Texas was able to use him in the slot and just mismatched him on linebackers and safeties, used his quickness, and just his overall, he's just got an overall finesse to his game that you don't see from a lot of receivers his size. He didn't have a great draft prep. He tried to drop his weight from about 225 to 205 to pick up some speed. Speed was never Lil Jordan's game. I mean, for him, it's always going to be about what is the right fit, who's going to pick him up, and we'll be able to visualize what he can do and utilize him in the correct way.
Yeah. When you look at his game, you know, just, I mean, you would think that he really does scare a lot of defenses. It's just, you know, not him being the fastest guy on the field, but, you know, just his toughness, just the way that he runs the routes. He has an excellent football. You can honestly see that.
Yeah, I mean he is a football player in every sense of the word. Look, I'm in the evaluation game, so I have to use measurables. I have to look at 40s and height and weight and all those things. I tend to throw those things out the window when I talk about Will Jordan. He's one of my favorite kids I've ever covered and had the pleasure to meet and talk to a bunch of times, and is truly. And I saw him on the field against, I mean, kids who are making plays around the country on Saturdays now. Some big names you would know every time he was the best kid on the field. So I tend to throw those measurements out the window when it comes to him.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, on the defensive side of the ball, Charles Minnehu, he's one of the top defensive ends in the Big 12 last year. Do you think he has a chance to crank into that? No. First round, guys.
I don't think you're going to see Charles in the first round, but I think Charles is going to have a very, very long and very productive NFL career. I remember actually Charles was in the first class I ever covered. And I remember him when he was just a skinny 210-pound kid at 6'6". And, you know, Charlie Strong, when he was at Texas, was the one who saw the vision with Charles and offered him. And, you know, they packed the weight on him, and he turned into just a really good defensive lineman. He's not a guy who's going to burst off the edge and give you 15 sacks in a year. But in today's age of the NFL, when they mix so many fronts and they play so much versatility up front, you're talking about a guy who can play the run. He does give you some pass rush versatility. He's strong. He's tough. He's going to be a great leader on the field as well. One of the smartest kids I've ever met. Charles is going to have a long career. I just probably, because he doesn't have that first step everybody looks for in the sack numbers, I think he's probably going to be maybe a third or fourth round guy.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at him, he just looks like, you know, a freakish athlete out there. Every time he's on the field. I mean, in this day of the NFL now, you see a lot of guys coming later on in the rounds. And, you know, as I say, this season and this draft, really big defensive ends. And I think he has a chance to, you know, show NFL teams what he can do and, you know, actually excel in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Charles is a guy I'll definitely be rooting for. He was part of that special. You know, you never forget the first group of kids you covered, and I was extremely lucky. The first group of kids I covered were Charles Minnehu, Malik Jefferson, and Deshaun Elliott, who were all fantastic players at Texas.
One more question I had to ask you, Mike. Before we go, I want you to fill in the blank for me. Texas will make it to the college football playoffs. If?
Whew, that's a good question. If you'd asked me for the last 10 years, I would have said if they find a quarterback. I think they found their quarterback. The problem is they're pretty thin at running back, so, you know, they've got to have those guys step up. They've got to avoid injuries. They were fairly lucky last year in the injury department to where they didn't have that many bad ones. I think, the biggest thing for them is going to be a find a way to run the ball consistently. Maybe not lean so much on Sam Ehlinger to be the only running threat in the offense and kind of just diversify their explosiveness. So they were the only team in the one of the only teams in the country that didn't have a play over 50 yards last year, I think is what the metric that's going around. They kind of defied every number that went around last year. You know, they've got some guys coming in who have that home run ability. I think if they can just keep building on the culture they have, the Big 12, it looks like it's in for a bit of a more down year. I mean, Jalen Hurts is at Oklahoma, but I like Jalen Hurts quite a bit. He's not Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield. So, I mean, you've got a chance there. And you know, obviously, you know, Texas Tech's breaking in a new staff. TCU's been down, up and down. So there are opportunities there for sure. And I think, you know, if Texas can go out and do what they did last year and kind of keep building on what they've done, they'll be in the running as much as anyone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, guys, that was Mike Roach of Horns 247. Mike, I'm glad that you really got a chance to come out and talk to me today here on the show. Hey, before you go, can you let the people know where to follow you on social media?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can follow me on Twitter at MikeRoach247. If you follow me there, you're going to see about 95% of the articles I write, me promoting them. And then you're going to get about 5% talk of like hockey and soccer and the other interests I'm into. We also have a podcast called No Interviews, Please, me and my partner, EJ Holland, that covers just mainly recruiting. You can follow us on Twitter at No Interviews Pod. You can download that podcast on iTunes.
All right. That sounds great. Mike, appreciate it again. This is great. And I look forward to talking to you more soon.
Absolutely. Anytime you need me. Appreciate you for having me on.
And that was Mike Roach from Horns 247 Sports. I'd like to give him a very special thanks for stopping by on the show. Great guy. Yeah, like you said earlier, him and his partner from Horns 247 Sports, EJ Holland, also a great guy. They have a podcast called No Interviews, Please, where they talk about Longhorns football recruiting and other news regarding the Longhorns football team. So if you're a Longhorns football fan out there and you're looking to get a podcast with strictly information about your Longhorns football team, they are the guys to go and listen to. Great guys. Yeah. Another one in the books, guys. Glad to be back. Look forward to having more interviews on the show. And, yeah, don't want this to be just about three conferences every single time. I want to add as many teams as possible with many different people that have, you know, insight on a lot of your favorite teams out there. But, yeah. My name is Corey Willis, guys. Hey, if you're looking to follow me on social media, you can follow me on my Twitter page. My Twitter handle is at listentokSW. So that's at listentokSW. Well, until next time, guys. Of course, my name is Corey Willis, and you were listening to the Reign of Five Sportscast. See you guys next time.